From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The candidates for the Juneau School Board and Juneau Assembly fielded questions on transgender bathrooms in schools, teacher retention, the senior sales tax break, firefighting staff levels, and many other issues in a pair of candidate forums last night. Juneau Votes candidate forums were produced by KTOO and the Juneau Empire. The one-hour forums with all of the candidates are scheduled to re-air on KTOO FM. The school board forum airs at 1 p.m. today. The assembly forum airs at 1 p.m. tomorrow. You can also watch the forums on KTOO's Facebook and YouTube pages, and the Juneau Empire has stories recapping the forums in today's paper. Additionally, our local election guide with candidate information and position statements is now live at ktoo.org. Election day is Tuesday, October 3rd. Early voting is open. A mumps outbreak has hit Anchorage, with 13 cases of the infection being confirmed as of September 25th. KTOO reports this is Alaska's first outbreak in more than 20 years. Alaska wildlife troopers are investigating the death of a black bear found September 18th behind the Mendenhall Mall. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters said the black bear was apparently shot to death and left behind the building.
It is under investigation, trying to figure out how it came to be shot behind the mall there. If anyone has any information, if they could contact the local wildlife troopers, that would be very helpful.
Troopers wrote in a dispatch that the black bear was likely shot as a result of an ongoing trash issue in the area. None of the meat was taken. Anyone with information about the bear's killing can contact wildlife troopers at 465-4000. Dozens of helicopter pilots and maintenance personnel from Alaska's Air National Guard are heading overseas to combat the Islamic State. The Guard announced Monday afternoon that 60 members of a rescue squadron under the 176th Wing are deploying to assist in Operation Inherent Resolve, the United States military campaign against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The deployment will last 4 months, and airmen will be based in Southwest Asia, though spokesmen for the National Guard in Alaska declined to specify which country. Guardsmen were set to deploy early this morning from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Restrictions on king salmon sport fishing will be lifted Sunday for most of Southeast, except Haines and Skagway. Sport fishing for king salmon in the region has been nearly non-existent for the last few months. Concerns over alarmingly low numbers prompted the shutdown of king salmon retention for sport and commercial fishermen in August. The resident bag and possession limit is 2 king salmon, 28 inches or greater in length. For non-residents, it's 1 king salmon with a limit of 3 per year. And finally, with weather, the National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement. Bands of rain, heavy at times, are forecast to move into the Juneau area Tuesday night and will linger into Wednesday night before beginning to move east. Forecast rainfall totals through Wednesday night are expected to range from 3 to 5 inches, with most of that falling between Tuesday night and Wednesday night.